Parshat Shlach Lecha, the 13th Perek, Pasuk 22. Vayalu Banegev Vayavo Ad Chevron. And the Meraglim, or the Rav uses the expression here, the explorers came up from the south, and using the plural they, Vayalu, and then it switches to the singular, Vayavo, and he came ad Chevron, until Chevron. I'm titling this Dvar Torah, Detect, D-E-T-E-C-T, the defect, D-E-F-E-C-T. Now it's detect the defect. So the Gemara in Sota, Daf Lamed Daled, says, Amar Rava, Rava says, Melamed Shepirish Kolev Me'atzat Meraglim. We learn from this pasuk that Vayovo, the singular, is speaking about Kolev, one of the explorers, one of the spies. He separated himself from the advice of the other spies. V'hainu dichtiv, that's what the pasuk says in the Torah, V'avdi kolev ekev hayita ruach acheret imo. He had a different spirit, a different idea. And Rashi, on our pasuk, based upon this Gemara and Sota, writes that kolev levado holech sham. Kolev went there alone. Vishnishtateach, and he prostrated himself al kivrei avot, and it's at Morat HaMachpelah, on the graves of our forefathers. Sheloya nisat l'chaveirav liyot batzatam. That he shouldn't be drawn to his cohorts, co-workers, and as the other meraglim, that he should follow their advice. And the Rav writes that 11 explorers, 11 spies, did not care even to enter Chevron. Only Kolev went there. And at the end of that paragraph, the Rav states, they did not, meaning another, the 11 spies, understand the segula, the charisma of the land and of the people. Chevron, according to Chazal, was truly not the most beautiful part or area of the land of Israel. It was befitting as burial grounds, Marat HaMachpelah, and Avram chose it as a cemetery. However, when we speak about the land of Israel, we call it the Holy Land. It's not just the land flowing with milk and honey, Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash. It's a holy land, Artzeinu HaKdosha. And perhaps one of the unique sites throughout the entire land of Israel is Chevron, where our Avot V'Imaot chose to be buried, testifying throughout all of history that our kinyan, our ownership, our bialus, and our linkage from our ancestors, beginning from Avram and Sarah until today. And parenthetically, it might be the explanation, the reason why the Jew yearns to be buried in the land of his forefathers. Our heritage, our birthright to this holy land is found in Kever Avot, Ir Avot, Chevron, Morat HaMachpelah. So when Kolev realized that the others that were with him had no itinerary, no interest in Chevra, the Yeravot, he realized, he detected the defection in this markedly divergent group of people, his partners on this venture, that his and their goal are different. He wanted what Hashem wanted Bnei Yisrael to seek in Israel. And therefore, everyone feared the forthcoming report of the Meraglim. Will they only judge by the surface and look for faults, defects, blemishes, but not Kalev? Kalev said, this land is my land. It's the land of beauty, the land of bounty, the land of holiness, the land of our fathers from the dawn of history. And we, Emir Tzashem, will reconquer and will resettle the land of our forefathers, Eretz Avot. Amen.